Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Jade, I already had you in my sights for the Leopold Sporties. You just had to finish off that that second half. But fantastic game by you, particularly when the game was up for grabs. You played that wing perfectly. You're quite a large body and physical to be a winger, but, gee, you play it really well. You kept your width and provided plenty of run for the team. But what I loved most as well in that final quarter when the team came out, your two pressure acts resulted in a goal to Young Waite. And, you know, it was those sort of acts today that really stepped it up in that second half of the team. So congratulations on your game.
Thank you.
You were ultra excited, I just saw there, when you came out to greet some family and friends. How does it feel to be into the grand final?
Oh, it feels absolutely unbelievable. I don't know. Like, we don't have any expectations of getting there, but obviously everyone wants to get to that last game of September. And I was just thankful enough. My partner, she played in the B grade just before, and they've managed to secure a spot too. So I was just super happy for the both of us. We're very nervous this morning, cooking breakfast, and we just said, oh,
good's up.
We've got one more game, and hopefully we get through to next week. But yeah, I think it was three-quarter time and someone came out and said they're up by two, and then I was constantly getting the updates, so I was pretty happy.
And obviously you had some experienced campaigners come back in, which, you know, sort of bumped up your average age a little bit, but you look like a really a youthful team out there, really enjoy playing together with the boys. And, you know, that forward half footy in that second half was just absolutely outstanding. The energy in these conditions to really bring it in that second half was excellent.
Yeah, it was one thing I noticed, especially coming to Queenscliff, was just how connected everyone are. Like, they're all best friends. It's seriously something different that I've never been a part of. And even, I mean, if we were going to get on the beers tonight, we'd all go back to the same place and we'd all have a handful of beers. But tomorrow we'll get to recovery together, and then Monday we'll get down to sauna together. Like, we literally do everything together. Like, we are just a best bunch of friends.
Jado, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Give us a bit of your background, because you're new to the competition this year. Came from Lake Wendouree, who we've followed this year because Louis Antonak from St. Joseph's played up there this year. They had a tough year. I suspect you're probably very glad with the decision you made.
I played at Lake Wendouree the last couple of weeks. And it was never a set in stone decision to come down here. I was training down here while not being able to get up to the Lakers. And, oh, look, I just seen what Queenscliff were putting together and I wanted to be a part of it. Lakers, they've had a pretty similar season to last year. We didn't win a game last year, which was a tough year going in and battling against some of those brutes in the BFL. And looks like they've unluckily done it again, but they've fought a lot of injuries this year. I don't think they've had their full 22 out there every week. So they've been battling, but if I know them, they'll put together a real strong preseason and have another crack next year.
You're covered in some very impressive artwork.
Oh, that is better than Tynan Smith, can I say?
Yeah, Tynan Smith's is good.
No, that is crucial.
It's going to be a tat-off next week.
That is fantastic.
I reckon I might win the tat-off, but he might get me on skills. Tynan goes all right, he does.
Can you explain some of the designs to us?
Start off, when I turned 18, just wanted to get a tattoo. My mum's covered in them, and I was pretty keen to get some, and she thought I was just going to get something small, but went and got half a sleeve done. And, it's just basically, it's told most of my life story. Some crucial moments in my life, like big injuries and parts that played a real big key, and just me getting back to the track, just a lot of family members, and where I grew up back in New Zealand. So, yeah, it just sort of tells a bit of a life story about where I'm at.
So, Polynesian background?
New Zealand.
Yep. So, Maori?
Yep.
Yeah. And proud of that culture, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely proud of it. Obviously, I don't really sound too Kiwi, but I represent it as much as I can.
Yeah. So how long have you been in Australia for?
We moved over when I was pretty young. I think I was 8, so...
Okay.
Yeah, basically grew up here, grew up out in Stoll, and then, yeah, managed to make my way down here, which has been a good decision.
Can you flick back into the accent when you need to?
Nah. I wish I could.
Oh, really?
I'm sure I could put it on, but it'd probably sound a little bit mean.
So this is great radio. You got both arms and one leg. What's happening with the right leg then? What's happening here?
Started the second leg.
Right.
Still haven't finished it.
Right.
Because it absolutely kills.
Yeah,
I can't sit through it anymore. Wussied out of it.
Getting old and wussied.
Yeah, wussied out of it. I thought the legs would be okay. A few of my friends have got some legs, leg tats on me. Like, oh, no, it's crazy as. And I was sitting in agony for a very long time. So, no. I'll be done for a bit.
So you were saying off air that you trained at the club last year.
I did, yeah.
So you're around the club. Yep. So I suspect the man sitting next to you, it was a bit of an easier conversation because you already had some idea about... Can you understand how much the club means to the town?
Oh, it literally means everything. Like, we go down on a Thursday and I walk up and it's a new face basically every Thursday. And it's just from locals coming up for dinner. Mm. I feel like there's... like grand final atmosphere every single week down the Coota Bowl. Like everyone gets around it. It's obviously it's a very small town. It's out of the belt. It's out of the way. It's out on the very point of the peninsula. So footy's everything for everyone in that small town, and I feel like we're doing pretty proud at the moment.
We're speaking with Jade O'Wright, our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, $100 to spend at Leopold Sporties. Talking to him also as well for the Sandman Mattress Factory. Here's Kirsch.
Jade, I just want to talk to you about your role. Have you always been a winger?
No. My roles have changed a lot. Back when I was in Ararat, I was a ruckman. Then I went to Lake Wendouree, and I was a little bit of an inside mid. And then our ruckman at the time, Tom Zampatti, he hurt his knee, so I went into the ruck again. And I come down here expecting to be a ruckman, but obviously Jason Cotter, he is absolutely dominated this year, and I just haven't been able to find my role there. So I started off as a centre-half forward, and I said to Jamo, mate, I'm not getting an absolute lick of a footy. I need a change. And he said, I want a big wingman. So we trialled it out, and he told me what I have to do, and I just try and do that every week.
Hey, does he give you a bit of a licence, a little bit of Ollie Dempsey licence, or is it more just play your role offensive v defensive?
No, he definitely just give me a licence. I'll be running down the fat side, and he goes, Jada, get the bloody square, get to the square.
Yep.
So I try and get down there and provide any offensive tack that I can, but I find being able to get back in defence and help the boys down there, because sometimes the ball comes in so hot, and just to be able to have another big defender and someone to fill the gap, it's pretty helpful. So I try and work my ass off to get down and forward in the offence, and yeah.
Well, it looks like you've been playing that role for quite a few years, because you've got it down pat. You know how to hold your width, you know how to get back and have that fine balance.
Cheers.
But you stay relevant, which is most important, and I thought you played a terrific game playing your role today, and that ultimately helped your teammates out. Just to, you know, maybe like to see a few more celebrations if you can get a bit forward and.
I try to, but no, I don't. I try and celebrate, but I'm usually absolutely knackered by trying to get down there. So I'm trying to get my breath back before I can think about a celebration. But if I'm in the area, absolutely, I'll get around the boys.
Now, this is the most important questions. This is the most important questions you will get asked anywhere, anytime.
Do you know what's coming, Jado?
I do.
You do.
It's like that shitty segment, Drip Train. This is what it's like.
Hey, settle down.
We're starting to get a bit of a cult following in the Ballarat now.
Thank you very much. Now I've got the B grade here. Which one's your partner?
Hayley Holmes.
Hayley Holmes, because I know a couple in there. There's some good girls in there. Millie O'Shea.
Yep.
She's good. Cleo Loftus has come from St Mary's.
Yep.
No, they've got a good team.
Absolutely. They've dominated this year.
They have.
Yeah, sprung out the gates.
Goal defence, she plays, Hayley.
She does, yep, absolutely. Right, so I think she goes well.
Well,
what time do they play next week?
I'll be able to go over for maybe a quarter.
Okay.
Jamo was kind enough to let me get over there for a quarter of this arvo, so hopefully I can do that again.
Jamo's got some fair pull at AFL Barwon. I reckon he could probably get the game changed.
Actually, King's got more, so King will probably get a move. Okay, so you're going to take your lovely partner to the Leopolds.
Of course.
If you're going to take a good bloke from the club, who would you take?
Ooh, there's a handful there.
Yeah, so I know that, but just pick one.
I think every now and again I wouldn't mind taking Geordie Monaghan, but
right.
If I had to pick just straight away, it'd be Jason Cotter.
Jason Cotter. Jeez, yeah. That's okay. He'd be a two-step.
I don't know if $100 is going to be enough.
I know Geordie fairly well. Geordie could probably fit in both categories.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, reptile.
Reptile.
Pest that you would. Now, the only person you can't pick is Sol Belto, because Sol got picked by Nick Rippon early in the season. Reptile pest who you'd never take to the Leopold Sporties. There must be one. I know they're all good blokes, but now, don't look at the coach.
I'm trying to think. Ned Coffey.
Ned Coffey?
Yep, absolutely. So would not take him.
Is he a twos player?
He's been in both grades this year.
Yeah, he's ones and twos?
Yep, he's been in both grades.
Right.
He's just,
what's wrong with him?
He'll have one beer and doesn't know how to stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just does not know how to stop.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah, he'll
drink responsibly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so really?
I don't even think he'd want a munch. I reckon he'd just go, Jado, grab me a dry, would you? Yeah, I don't even think he'd want a munch. He'd just go show for a beer.
Love it. Love it.
Jado, thoroughly enjoyed your performance
this afternoon.
You'll be looking forward to producing that again next Saturday afternoon. We can't wait for the Ballarat Grand Final. It's only a week away. Get through the week and look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Well done on being our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.